Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from my home in the Oakland, California area. What is up with you? This is the only hour all week on the Sports Talk Networks that I'm on where we talk about video games. Video Game Review, I've been doing this show almost 20 years, and I believe that life would only be half as good without video games, and this is why... We talk about them, and these aren't just sports video games, albeit we are on Sports Talk Networks. First and foremost, the flagship network, Sports Byline USA, out of San Francisco, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening in our military. Love getting emails from the military. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. And you use that to send me a request for a cheat code, which I'll do at the end of the show. And also, that's how you'll win the game that I'll give away. I always give away a new game each and every week. Just answer it to rick@sportsbyline.com. But we stream through that website, sportsbyline.com. We also stream through sbnationlive.com on the SB Nation Network. As I mentioned, American Forces Radio Network. And also on SiriusXM, as we are on the Dan Patrick channel. Great to have you with us. I'm sure a lot of sports fans out there, I know I just wrapped up watching 10 hours of the Jordan documentary, and it was 10 hours that flew by. I wish flights could go that long. Like, next time if I ever get to fly to Europe again, just watch those 10 hours. It would make it go a lot quicker. But we're here to talk video games. I will, not only that, I'll tell you what's new this week. We also have an interview with Wim Stocks from World Gaming. That'll be at 40 after, so we'll move up the game giveaway, I should say, into the segment right around, I don't know, like a half hour in. But I'm here for you, not just on the radio, but on apropos applications like the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeart Radio app, the Stitcher app, normally Twitch, but that's in the studios and we're hunkering down here in our quarantine. Also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider in 35 million homes. It's the Video Game Review, talking video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening. Coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game. I'll tell you what's new, say, on the shelves, on DLC, or delivery, or the guy will drop it off at your front door and run away, screaming. Different reports today, good and bad. Start with the good news, and that is during the first quarter of 2020, of course, as the business people divide things up in three-month increments, we had the most spending on video game products in the history of the United States. It was a record, and driven by digital content across console, mobile, PC as well, and from January to March, $10.86 billion. This is an increase of 9% from that last period. Now, if you think about the pandemic, that's only the second half, because most of us, wherever we are in the U.S. right now, our states shut it down. I know in California we shut it down right around the middle of March. Remember they said, we're going to have to stay in our houses till April 7th. We were like, oh my gosh, April 7th, that's so far away. And now, at least where I am, it's June 1st. We'll see how it is. But anyway, 9% up. So the second quarter is going to obliterate this mark. Absolutely obliterate. And, you know, games like Animal Crossing New Horizons, it broke its own record, became the fastest-selling Switch game of all time. You think about Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which I was just playing in the other room before I started this show. Yes, I am at home. And then Doom Eternal, the Grand Theft Auto 5 into new incarnation. But, I mean, not just that. There's a lot of people still playing MLB The Show. We're not playing any baseball, so we got that. We got NBA 2K20. There's Fortnite, Dragon Ball Z, Kakarot, and Minecraft as well. Now, here's the thing about Minecraft, kids. Yesterday, as I was jogging through the campus of Cal, or as because I grew up in the area and it's not far from where I live, a lot of people were taking pictures because it was supposed to be graduation day. But, you know, they had to have a virtual graduation. But what they did, there was a Cal student named Bjorn Lustig, and he built something instead of Berkeley, he called it Blockly. And he did it in Minecraft. And he got the idea right when everything shut down. And he cites a sarcastic Facebook comment as the source of inspiration. So it's like, oh, yeah, what are you going to do, build a whole campus? So he did. And he did it, as the kids would say, IRL. And he started to build everything going on Google Earth and looking at the, you know, the measurements. And Microsoft, of course, is owned by Microsoft. And it's, you know, a way to sort of sentimentally build up a campus there. And Lustig said this game, this is from KQED, the NPR station that I also work for. He said, this game has already had a big impact on our lives and our social interactions. I've been hanging out with friends on servers for like 8-9 years. Being able to do this in another school, another place, it brings back a lot of memories of being at home with friends, end quote. Now, what he originally wanted to do was he just wanted to build Memorial Stadium, the football stadium, with his buddy. And then when they realized they weren't going to be able to do it by themselves, they posted a Facebook group overheard at Cal. And a small but steady stream started to, you know, come in April. And he said he was kind of shocked how many people got in. And as the news spread, over 500 students began applying to help out, use that satellite data, try to create one-to-one scale of not just landmarks like the Campanile, the Venetian Tower with the bells, or I should say the Carillion, but the whole campus. And he said the intention was never to do the whole campus. And he thought maybe they'd get a few dozen people, but he said he got hundreds. And so they built it up, and they had Memorial Stadium where the graduation was supposed to have taken place yesterday, and they worked on building the field and outlining the bigger structures, but then they started getting into restaurants and areas on Telegraph and Durant, some of the streets in the area, and he said, wow, I feel like I'm almost there. So one kid who came in, Nick Pickett, said, when I first logged on, I was kind of taken aback by how gorgeous the stadium was because it's freakishly accurate. But I'm walking through the North Tunnel. I'm like, wait, this isn't right. So he had to reorganize the whole tunnel. He's in the band, and he knows exactly what the tunnel looks like because the tunnel in the game had steps, and he goes, in real life, it had no steps. That's how much they wanted to get through this. Now, if you watch Cal football, Cal puts a lot of players in the NFL, but they never seem to put it together when they're in Strawberry Canyon. You never really get Cal playing for even a Rose Bowl, much less a national championship. So, you know, you think about Google Images and Google Maps helping people to do this and make Blockly University. And that's just one thing to say, hey, look what we built. But they actually had the commencement on it. The chancellor of the UC system spoke. The vice chancellor spoke. And they said, and I didn't get the results because this was yesterday, but they said before the graduation that they were going to get 30,000 people, they thought, tuning in via Twitch. So Twitch to watch Blockly University on Minecraft. And so for the people who think, you know, I'm paying all this money for you to go to college, all you're doing is playing video games. Not every video game is just a mindless pursuit. And by the way, Call of Duty, which is a mindless pursuit, I love. It's entertainment. Just like anything else. You know, you say, oh, bowling's a mindless pursuit. Well, why do we go bowling? Because it's fun. And you hang out, right? Why do you play darts? Is darts going to cure diseases or pandemics? No. You can say, well, that's mindless fun. It is. It's just it's a pastime, and we don't have our national pastime. What do you do when you pass the time? This is why you can't have a clock in baseball, by the way, because it's a pastime. What are other pastimes? Laying on the beach, walking the dog, sitting in a hammock, having a beer. Can you imagine laying on the beach and someone's like, come on, come on, come on, let's go, let's go. What? Hurry up, the clock is ticking. No, it's not that kind of thing. So it's a nice little shout out. As I said, the good news, I'll get to the, it's not really bad news, but it's just got some things that people over at Xbox had to say this week. But once again, video game sales are way up, and we know why. And somebody took Minecraft and not only built a perfect Cal campus, but, and by the way, the only thing that looks dumb are the clouds, because the clouds are big squares and rectangles. What are you going to do? It's Minecraft. And I shouldn't say it looks dumb. It's Minecraft. But, I mean, what are you going to do with blocks? You're not going to have the Taj Mahal. But not only did they build Blockly, but people who have, you know, look, if you're not in the hospital, you shouldn't complain. If your loved ones are in the hospital, you shouldn't complain. This isn't Omaha Beach. This isn't 9/11. But a lot of people have been robbed of walking through after four, five, six long years of toiling away. And they got to have a little graduation. You know, better than nothing. Better than just saying, hey, your degree is in the mail. So pretty cool shout out to Minecraft right there. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back. We'll give a game away, all that good stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY to participate. It is the Video Game Review.
I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, and we are around the world on American Forces, as we like to say, because it's true. And coming up in the next segment, we'll talk to Wim Stocks. He is the guy, I know, good name, Wim Stocks in Deutschland. He's the guy behind World Gaming, and we'll get up to speed with ramifications of esports and other such things and Olympics and all that. But it is time to give a game away, and this game... originally came out on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It is now available on the Switch. It is called Lonely Mountains Downhill. And this is a mountain biking game, and it's very exciting. And I will give it away to the second correct answer in an email format. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email. Once again, Rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this about fighter jets or mountain bikes? Rick, didn't you just say, I did just say it. Lonely Mountains Downhill, published by Thunderful and developed by Megagong Industries. Real quick blurb, just you and your bike. Take it on a thrilling ride down an unspoiled mountain landscape in the mountain biking game Lonely Mountains Downhill. Make your way through thick forests, narrow trails, and wild rivers. Race, jump, slide, and try not to crash all the way from the peak to the valley. All right, there it is. So anyway, Phil Spencer, isn't that the guy, the music guy that shot the lady? No, that's Phil Spector. Anyway, Phil Spencer, the Xbox lead. As we've seen all this money being spent on video games in the first quarter, breaking the record all time by 9%, and as I said, those numbers are going to look silly compared to the next quarter, because when you look at last month, this month, and what people are going to spend in June, it's going to set all types of records because it'll be pandemic schlemic the whole way. But anyway, Spencer says, I was reading in Business Insider last week, that he says that the industry is already starting to see the impacts of the coronavirus, which will impact 2021, because he said some crucial aspects of video game production have what he said basically stopped. Now, what does that mean? As I said, the sales of hardware, software, accessories, sky high. In fact, March by itself, $1.6 billion. But by March 2021, that's when he says the industry is going to see the broader effects, because games plan to launch next year and beyond are most likely to face these issues with development delays. And he told Business Insider, through the summer, early fall, I feel pretty good about those games. Games that we're targeting a year from now or beyond, there'll be some impact, but they'll be able to react. All right. Well, most of the titles haven't even been revealed yet, but all the blockbuster games take years to make anyway, with hundreds and sometimes thousands of people working in offices, and not just in one place, but in places around the world. And that's how it's getting affected, something that's become nearly impossible during global pandemic. That's true. And studios can't even do the mocap as well. That's motion capture, because mocap is something that has stopped. No one goes into a mocap studio anymore. Motion capture. Like, if you look at what went into Death Stranding with Norman Reedus, Daryl from The Walking Dead to the rest of us. If you even look at those studios, it's unreal the way he sat in this little room, and there were four 1,000 cameras all around him. It wasn't like the old, you know, black suit with the ping pong balls. I don't know. It's just sort of, it's not, that's not how mocap works as well anymore. So if you look at things like Madden, if you look like FIFA, that's a good place to start. Because when you start to assess the players in there and the art production, there might be a huge impact there. Well, to me, you can still, first of all, you have in your database, I mean, Drew Brees, his face is not going to change. Maybe a couple of his hairs are going to fall out. It's really going to impact maybe some of the rookies. But, I mean, I sort of feel like the technology, when you look at a Joe Burrow, I mean, you know what he looks like. There are enough things. But still, the other thing is, video game companies are constantly traveling to Asia, and especially China, and doing deals, doing business. It depends on which company it is, and sometimes there's a lot of investments going on as well. But, of course, that has completely stopped, and we think it'll, you know, start to open up a little bit as we get closer. So, but the thing is, when I think about next year, when I think about this year as well, what are we all thinking about? Well, we're thinking about the next-gen consoles, right? I mean, we're thinking about the Xbox Series X and the PS5. So, I just hope that if these things are pushed back, they're pushed back to make them better. So many times we have had video game companies absolutely put the hammer down saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And the game comes out and it's garbage, garbage, garbage. But we also have seen games take forever and come out and they still stunk. I always say, as disappointing as it is to give us a launch date on a game we're all anticipating with bated breath, right? Just to, whenever it's ready, put it out. And Spencer concludes with this quote, I am pretty confident in the industry's ability to continue a steady flow of games coming out. There's just a lot of games in production across the industry right now. And I think we're going to be, as an industry, we're going to be fine. I'm bullish on what this means for the long run in games, even if there's a certain impact, a certain launch window for certain titles that we might see. So it's not all doom and gloom. It's just some of these games might have to not just get pushed back. How about a game that might have to change its name? Because the next Rainbow Six title is called Quarantine. Now, this game was teased at E3 last year. And, of course, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Quarantine. And we have seen its fair share of changes, since it launched back in 1998. Tactical FPS game, and of course inspired by the late great Tom Clancy, anti-terrorist groups hunting down terrorists. 15 games right now in it. So I don't know. Is somebody going to be offended by that and say, I'm sorry, but you can't call it Rainbow Six Quarantine? It'll just make everybody sad. I don't know. All right, let's take a look at what is coming out this week. And these are Tuesday releases. And remember, these are all downloadable content, or DLC, as we like to say, unless you want to get them delivered to your front door. The Wonderful 101 Remastered, PS4, Switch, and PC. Golf with Your Friends, that sounds fun. That's how I like to golf. That's on the Switch. If Found, that's a phone adventure game. It's also, I should say, just iPhone. It's also on the PC. Cranked Up, a PC platformer. Gorn, a PS4 fighting game. Umurangi Generation, a PC adventure game. Looks kind of like Japanese parkour. Total Tank Simulator on the PC. These are kind of like little cartoony red and blue tanks. Crucible, an action game on the PC. Tell not a lot of AAA titles here. Monster Train, that's a card game on the PC. Monster Prom XXL, this is an adventure game from Switch. I think a lot of people miss their regular prom, much less their morph or their monster prom. Pushy and Pulley in Blockland, that is a Switch puzzle game. You also get on Evercade. How about that? An Evercade sighting, folks. That's Atari Collection 2 cartridge. Now remember, Evercade is a little handheld device which is going to be launching this week as well. And Evercade is something that it kind of looks like a PSP a little bit. And what they call it is, here's a little blurb, Evercade is a handheld gaming console that can play unique multi-retro cartridges from leading game publishers and console platforms. Drop in your favorite cartridge and enjoy hit games from Namco, Atari, Interplay, Data East, and more. Evercade supports 8 and 16-bit games and features HDMI connectivity to connect your TV, a 4.3 screen for portable play, 4 to 5 hours of battery life, selectable 4x3 or 16x9 screen ratios, and functions to save and load your games at any point, which is it's kind of cute in a way, don't you think? I mean, Evercade, I don't know how many more handheld devices we get, but retro, retro gaming. I'm always up for a little retro gaming when it comes down. The price point on that, I have seen various intonations, but most of it just says $80 without a cartridge, $100 with a cartridge. Evercade era beginning this week, folks. All right, when we come back, Wim Stocks, my guest from World Gaming, more on the Video Game Review.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome Wim Stocks. He's the CEO of Collegiate Star League, the CSL, and WGN, which is World Gaming Network. And those are both organizations which are trying to create spaces for amateur esports players to compete. We'll get more into that. But, Wim, huge news. You guys have partnered with TikTok. That's got to be – you think about how fast that app is exploding. That's got to be a huge breakthrough. Congratulations.
It's been a great partnership. They have seen the opportunity to take their platform and engage with a whole new – you know their audience is really millennial and Gen Z. But it's if you look at the – content that's been posted, really there's not much in the way of gaming or esports in the realm, yet they appreciate and realize that esports and gaming enthusiasts, players, fans are amongst the most engaged on the planet, and really a fun, it's not only around competitive aspects of what we do with collegiate esports, but it's also a contest for posting short-form videos around esports play, around gaming, fun, you know, meant to be fun and entertaining and light, as are the other content that they generate. So it's a really cool and you're right. You know, in this time, my God, the platform's exploding. I think I just read 2 billion downloads in the last 30 days. So it really is an amazing platform, and we're thrilled to be part of their realm now.
Yeah, and part of their realm will be the first ever TikTok Cup, 60K prize pool around 4 esports games. How is this competition going to take place?
We start, the registration's going on right now. We start, the actual tournaments start this weekend. I think we kick everything off on May 9th. And they'll play off to a champion in each one. There will not be live events that in which these culminate. These will be all online programming, obviously with COVID and every just about every single live event being canceled or postponed. We're following suit, but it'll be a really cool. Our registrations are going through the roof. We've had to cut off a couple already, but it's a great. It'll be a great set of competitions. The other thing that TikTok is doing for us is that the players, the teams that end up winning some of the and being in the culmination, they'll get scholarships. They'll get money to support their educational expenses as a result of doing well in our tournament. Not just in our tournament, but also the short form contest I mentioned. There is prizing associated with that as well. So a pretty cool endeavor, and really again, great insight on behalf of TikTok to want to attach to what we're doing collegiately.
Well, you mentioned collegiately, the Collegiate Star League, something else that you run, it's just growing and growing at universities around North America, trying to create these tournaments for college students. And whether it's League of Legends, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, Super Smash Brothers, what have you, I think the esports realm is fantastic, not just because I love video games, but let's face it, you know, if you're not 6'2", 200 pounds, you're not going to be on the football team. So this gives the opportunity for a lot of people who are highly skilled in video games to still compete and represent their universities.
Absolutely. You know, the other great thing, we just announced this morning, I'm not sure if you got this release or not, but we have every year our grand finals, essentially the collegiate final four for all the different leagues. We have a variety of different leagues, 14 different leagues. So over the course of a year that we operate, every one of those leagues has two divisions, an elite division we call the Star Division, and then a more open division, we call it the Open Division, but it's meant to be more intramural, more social, more casual. And our elite teams compete in our grand finals. We had to go on pause because of everything related to COVID. We were due to have a live event in Las Vegas at the very cool HyperX Arena, but that obviously also went on pause. We had to wait until some of the dust settled because kids aren't on campus. They can't get to their rigs. They can't get to their normal gaming machines, and we were worried about competitive integrity, but we worked all that out. We just announced today that we're going to host now the grand finals, but do it all online. The dates are now May 30th and 31st, where the teams are competing for $215,000 in scholarships, thanks to sponsors like HyperX and GameStop and eFuse. Twitch is a big partner of ours, a content brand called Checkpoint XP on campus, which is part of the Beasley Esports Empire, all supporting us and bringing not only money and funding to help students defray their costs through these scholarships, but also promotion, support, putting the best players, putting the best teams in the limelight as they look to build their personas outside of collegiate and potentially even onto pro careers. So we're it's a really fun space for us. We've had a big hand in building esports in the U.S. and we're looking for, you know, partners like TikTok that to broaden the exposure, to broaden the awareness of collegiate esports and the importance of collegiate esports in the overall ecosystem of esports.
A couple more questions for Wim Stocks with Collegiate Star League and World Gaming Network. And you think about WGN and how you've partnered with a lot of high-profile companies. We've seen professional sports and NBA and NFL owners buying into some of these teams. I know you're big with some NHL teams like the Blackhawks, the Leafs, and the Flames. Is it the kind of thing, too, where people see someone who's smart with their money invest and then realize, I better get in on this? I mean, it's just rising exponentially, isn't it?
Well, the great thing about these pro teams, and, you know, in this time, as everybody's seeing, they don't have anything. They have no broadcast. They don't have live events. Stadiums are sitting empty. And they turn to us, and the phrase that's being used is replacement programming, that we offer their fans an opportunity to not only to watch events around, say, the NHL game or a Madden or the NBA 2K game, but actually compete in them. And our the work you mentioned with the Blackhawks and the Maple Leafs have been a big partner of ours, as have the Canadiens and the Flames, the Winnipeg Jets. We build through our online tournaments platform, we build fan engagement events that amalgamize not only our base of players, in this particular case, the NHL video game players, but then bring their fans in as well. Maple Leafs have done a remarkable job the last 3 years bringing their fans to our event. And I mean it virtually. But then the last 3 years, every one of these has culminated in a big live event in Scotiabank Arena, which is the Maple Leafs home venue. So it's a great. This is not only just a fan being able to, you know, sit back and watch their favorite players, you know, compete on the ice either in a real way or a virtual way. But now they're part of the experience. They're part of being involved in a competitive event. So we've done that with NBA teams, with Major League Soccer teams, with Major League Baseball teams, as well as a number of NFL teams. So it's a great dynamic. And in this time, while there's so much devastation around the world, this notion of competitive video gaming now is front and center. It's not just esports; it's real sports, and that is a dynamic now that's here, and it will not be. The analogy of this, the genie is not going back into the bottle. It's a great time for competitive video gaming, and building the awareness around it, not just in the U.S. but on a global basis.
And then finally, you know, someone's listening and they say, "Look, you know, I like playing. I like playing with my friends. I'm not good enough to go professional. And in fact, I kind of stink. I wish I could just do this as an amateur." And you guys are there for them as well, right?
That's correct. We are. The one thing about esports is you're seeing it develop. It got top heavy pretty quickly. Is elite teams, elite leagues, Overwatch League, Call of Duty League, League of Legends, the franchise model, NBA 2K, now the new Flashpoint League, which is competitive Counter-Strike in a league format. It's very top heavy. The great thing is it's a very aspirational layer, and everybody who's clued into esports is seeing it now. But it also clarifies so much about what's missing in esports, and that's a true path to the pros, a true funnel, a true developmental ladder that enables players that they're aspiring to get better. You know, how do they do it? It's thus far, if you look at the many pros that exist, no one has the same story. Everybody sort of clawed their way to the pros and give them just a ton of credit when there was no structure to do it on their own. But we believe that the more structure there is, just as with traditional sports, the more organization there is, the more structure there is, the bigger the funnel, the more people are understanding exactly what it's going to take to get from point A to point B. This notion if you think about a traditional sport, you've seen this pyramid. It's the top 1% that are the pro players. Take the NBA, it's the top 1%, or basketball, take the 1%, they're NBA players. The bottom 99% are the aspiring pro players. That 99% is who we address our programming to, our events, the content that we create, helping them find a way. And again, if they're aspiring to be better, we help them get better through not only through our World Gaming events and tournaments, but also on the collegiate side. If you're in college, our CSL path can help you in a very similar way.
There he is, Wim Stocks, Collegiate Star League, World Gaming Network, CEO. Remember the TikTok Cup and also the Grand Finals coming to the CSL. Those are university tournaments, the finals May 30th and 31st. Wim, congratulations on everything. Let's talk again down the road, man, and stay safe, and we'll see you then.
I look forward to it, Rick. Thanks for having me on, and one way to stay safe is to keep on gaming.
There it is. Keep gaming 24/7. I agree with you. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline USA.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming.
You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. A little super turrican for you there. And I got a horrible echo. If you could kill the mic back in the studio, I could. There we go. Now, I still got the echo. All right. We'll just do this last segment. No one else can hear my echo, so it doesn't matter. It is time for a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. It's gone now. Thank you. The request comes from Ms. L, M as period L. Ms. L, Rick, do you have any codes for Saints Row the Third on the 360? How about that? I don't think I've ever been asked about Saints Row the Third on the Xbox 360. I do. There are a lot of cheats for that game. Let me give you some good ones. For all the weapons, your cheat code is Let's Rock, Al Bundy. Let's Rock. All one word, all lowercase, Let's Rock. These are all one word, lowercase. For the golden gun, which are one-hit kills, type in, shockingly, golden gun. Once again, just golden gun. For no vehicle damage, put in vroom, F-V-R-O-O-M, vroom. And if you want infinite sprint, put in run fast together, run fast, which I think is pretty funny. And then if you want zombie pedestrians, yes, as I said, there are a lot of them, brains, just put in frames. Thanks for the emails. Keep coming all week long if you want. I'll write you back. Rick@sportsbyline.com for all your video game questions and needs. Coming up next, Sports Talk.